You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's Olympian was a rallying symbol for Turkey after the occupation and fall of the Ottoman Empire during World War I. Her participation in the 1936 Olympics signaled the birth of a new, more democratic nation. She stood up for what she believed in, no matter how big or small the stage. Meet Halit Chambal. Halit Chambal was born on August 27, 1916, in Berlin, Germany. She came from a well-connected, politically inclined family. Her father, Hasan Kemal Chambal, was a Turkish military attaché and close friend of Kemal Atatürk, the founder of the Turkish Republic. Halit's maternal grandmother was the Turkish ambassador to Germany. Due to Halit's father's job, the family was barred from what would become Turkey while it was occupied during World War I. It wasn't until 1923, when the country was declared a republic, that the family was able to return. Though she was just 8 years old at the time, Halit recalled being surprised by the conservatism of the Muslim women clad in long black garments covering most of their bodies and faces. This wasn't something she saw in her early years living in Berlin. For high school, Halit attended the American Robert College of Istanbul. It was there that she discovered her love of history and art, as well as her love of fencing. Halit's history of art teacher frequently organized field trips to historic site in Istanbul. And they amazed Halit. These visits had a lasting effect on her desire to explore and better understand the world. Halit also began to exercise in high school. Back in Germany, she'd suffered from typhoid and hepatitis. In an effort to preserve her health, Halit's family sent her to school dressed in lots of heavy, layered clothing. But Halit had a different strategy in mind. Once she got to school, she would remove the majority of her layers and turn to exercise instead. Halit's choice of sport diverged from the norm. While many chose folk dancing, Halit was drawn to fencing. Her interest in the sport grew from the stories of knights in German books she frequently read. She took fencing seriously and trained regularly with her Russian coach named Mr. Nadolsky. In 1933, Halit enrolled at the Sorbonne University in Paris to study archaeology. And in 1936, when Halit was 20 years old, she got the opportunity to compete in the Olympic Games in Berlin. She was the first Turkish woman and first Muslim woman to participate in the Olympics. The 1936 Olympics were of great significance. For Hitler, they were a stage on which he would present his ideology and flex Germany's dominance. And for Turkey, they were a chance for the young republic to showcase its revitalization after the fall of the Ottoman Empire. Halit had not spent years solely preparing for this moment. Rather, she'd trained in her spare time. When she arrived at training camp, she was assigned a very strict and abrasive Hungarian trainer who taught techniques Hillette was unfamiliar with. This in turn caused Hillette to question and lose her old effective techniques without enough time to really master the new ones. Hillette came up short in the individual foil fencing event. Still, she was a trailblazer for generations of young Turkish athletes. And her shining moment was yet to come. At the conclusion of the games, when a German official asked Hillette to introduce herself to Hitler, she rejected the request. Later in life, Hillette recalled the experience and said, "We actually would not have come to Germany at all if it were down to us, as we did not approve of Hitler's regime." This public rejection, alongside Jesse Owens' historic win in the 100-meter dash, angered Hitler and threatened his agenda of presenting as an accepted world superpower. After the Olympics, Hillette went back to studying archaeology in Paris. While at school, she began dating a man who she would go on to marry, despite her family's disapproval. In 1940, the couple moved back to Istanbul, and Hillette became a scientific assistant at Istanbul University. She received her doctorate in 1944, and a few years later became a lecturer at the university. During this time, Hillette began studying with German archaeologist Helmuth Bossert. Hillette and Helmuth took multiple trips on horseback to excavation sites. In 1947, they traveled into the Taurus Mountains in southern Turkey to find the Hittite settlement of Kara Tepe. They discovered the 8th century Hittite fortress city and also unearthed hieroglyphics that they were able to decipher after finding a tablet with the Phoenician alphabet. Over the subsequent 50 years of her career, Hillette would frequently return to the site to gain a deeper understanding of Hittite writing and culture. Hillette was a vocal advocate for social and environmental issues. In the 1950s, the Turkish government wanted to remove the artifacts from Kara Tepe and place them in a museum. Hillette fought their efforts, and in 1957, she convinced the government to build an outdoor museum at the site so that none of the pieces would be damaged. Later, she worked with the government to ensure a new dam at the Seyhan River would not flood or destroy archaeological sites. She also pushed for Turkish mountain dwellers to switch from grazing goats to sheep after she noticed that the goats were destroying the surrounding pine forests. On January 12, 2014, Hillette died at the age of 97 in Istanbul. Hillette paved the way and inspired young Turkish researchers and athletes. In 2012, Turkey sent 66 women, more than half the team, to the Olympics. All month, we're talking about Olympians. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our newsletter, Womanica Weekly. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Encyclopedia Womanica. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.